Balancing selection is the type of natural selection that favors diversity. It can happen under many intriguing mechanisms such as pathogen defense, sexual selection, evolutionary conflict, or periodical environmental changes. Therefore, uncovering its footprints can shed light to the understanding of the biology and ecology of the species of interest. With more and more population scale genomic data being available, that is, we can probe the polymorphism data in it, we're seeing a rise in interest to detect balancing selection in a variety of species. However, because it typically leaves narrow footprints in the genome, all previous methods used for its detection relies heavily on the window size they applied with, which is the size of the genomic region the statistic used for each of their inference. The diagram top left of the poster shows you the intuition behind their sensitivity. The darker the color here, the higher the diversity. Basically, all these methods all perform well when their window size is close to the footprint of the balancing selection. When it's too small, the inference would get noisy, and when it's too large, everything would average out. This is especially a problem when it comes to empirical applications, because the size of the footprints left by balancing selection is dependent on many, many factors. For example, how long the selection has been going on, what's the recombination landscape of the region, and even how, like, which mechanism balancing selection had happened. Considering all these factors, it's highly unlikely for the footprint size to stay the same across the whole genome, and it's then not the best idea to apply a fixed window size to scan across the whole genome. We want a method to be robust to the window sizes and to stay powerful in the meantime to find footprints of varying sizes across the genome. To do this, we developed a mixture model framework where we model the probability distribution of allele frequency to be a mixture of the whole genome frequency spectrum with the impact of balancing selection. And we set the mixing proportion alpha here be inversely related to the recombination distance d, such that for sites far away, they will have a close to zero alpha, and their full model f of k will be close to the genome-wide distribution g of k. In other words, the model would be nested. Based on this, we constructed a likelihood ratio statistic, and we tailor them for a different type of input data. Collectively, we call them B statistics. To evaluate their performance, we apply all the methods on simulation, and you can see the results on the top right of the poster. On that plot, the x-axis is the size of the window they're applied with, the y-axis is the power. The blue lines are our B statistic, and you can see that the power of all other statistics drop drastically as the window size increases, whereas B statistic are able to maintain substantially higher power than the other method, even though you went through some minor decrease at the beginning. So great, our method is robust to window sizes, and they're powerful. We further extend our model to consider multiple alleles, that is, when there are more than two alleles balanced in the population. You can see in the violin plot immediately on the right-hand side of that plot, they are showing the difference between the optimal expected allele frequency under equilibrium frequency versus the actual equilibrium frequency, with m being the number of balanced alleles. This shows our multi-allelic B statistic works very well, and it's actually, they are the first model-based methods for genome scan that specifically look for multi-allelic balancing selection. With these comforting results, we then apply B2 on empirical data of human and bonobos. On human, because we have a lot of previous results on it, so we can double check whether we found things we should find. And for bonobos, we're doing that for fun. The results shown on the poster are two Manhattan plots. In both scans, The ones that has the highest hit across the genome almost all fall in HLA region, which is very important for adaptive immunity and have numerous previous reports on them being underbalancing selection. And surprisingly, in human, the two previously reported top candidates, STBG2 and CCDC169, haven't been characterized until very recently, and we were surprised to find that both are involved in gamete functions. On the other side, in bonobos, their novel candidates also serve interesting biological roles, such as KLRD1, KLRD1, in defending viral infection, and PDE1A being a calcium channel widely expressed in different body parts, and interestingly, also play a very crucial role in sperm functions. To wrap up, we develop a mixture model framework for flexible and powerful detection of balancing selection. Our new statistics works very well in simulation, and we're able to find both previously reported and novel intriguing candidates when we apply them onto empirical data. I hope you enjoyed this poster, and you're very welcome to use our software, BoulderMix, which is available on GitHub. Thank you.